Hello everybody and welcome back to the Laudit Solicitors podcast. My name is Ellis Sweetnam and I'm a solicitor here at Laudit. Today I'm going to chat through a recommendation we've had through the Startup Disruptors Business Community. The Startup Disruptors Business Community is a South Coast based business network. It is there to support small and medium sized enterprises, startups, sole traders, starting out on their business journey and looking for some support and advice on how they go about running their business. Laudit Solicitors is a sponsor, and as part of that we offer legal advice, legal clinics, and are there just to help any members with any legal queries they have. So a suggestion we've had is for our top 10 tips for a new business and what we would recommend be their focus when they're starting out. So today I'm going to chat through our top 10 tips and these considerations that you should be thinking about when you're starting your business. So firstly, the first top 10 tip is to be really clear as to what form your business shall be. Will you be a sole trader? Do you want to register a company? Do you want to enter into a partnership? It's very important that you are clear as to what form your company or business should be before you then take the step to move forward. Some different forms suit certain types of businesses, so this isn't something that kind of one size fits all. So if you are unclear as to that, then please do get in touch and we can chat through this with you. The second tip sort of follows on from that, and it's be very clear as to your path. So make sure you have a proper business plan in place. What goals do you wish to achieve? Where do you see yourselves in 5 years' time? What would you like your business to be and become as you move forward through the process? So be very clear as to where you are going to make sure that you can put everything in place to get there rather than just kind of floundering. Thirdly, businesses need money. Money makes the world go round, so it's very important that you think about this before you kind of start your venture. Think about whether you need a bank account, what sort of bank account you need, do you need investors, do you need some cash injection to get yourself off the ground. Take advice from an accountant, from your bank, and make sure that you are well equipped with the knowledge as to how you will fund your business and how you will allow your business to move forward and keep ticking along with those finances. Number four is don't be afraid to ask for help and advice. There are so many experts out there on so many different topics, and it would be silly for you to not absorb all that information from them. So that includes legal advice, accountancy, tax, just general business advice, market research, anything you can get your hands on. Don't be afraid to ask for that help. When you kind of start a business, it does seem to sometimes feel like you're on your own and it's just you in this bubble and no one else will understand, but they will. People have been there, done that, and can help you move forward and make as much of a success of your business as you can. Number five is trademarks. As a law firm, we do specialise in intellectual property, but no matter the size of your business, what you provide, how you'll be running your business, a trademark is very, very important and is something that you should really consider from the outset in protecting that brand that you're going to work so hard to put together and build a reputation for. Number six, get the legal foundations right before you launch your business. So make sure you have those agreements in place, all the paperwork in place, make sure you've crossed the T's and dotted the I's and you're ready to go so that you always have that foundation to fall on if you need. Number seven, make sure your business is your passion. The admin and the legal side of a business can be very heavy and time consuming and costly. So it's really important that what your business is and what you are going to be spending so much time doing is a passion of yours and is important to you, so you can make sure that it's worth that effort, you're enjoying it, and you're not going to be sort of tying yourself into something that ultimately isn't going to make you happy. Number eight, deciding where your business should be, whether that's working from home, which is something that is much more in people's mindsets due to the pandemic, moving into an office, a shared space, think about the cost implications of those types of things, how your business is going to develop and whether that's going to suit you now and in the future. Do all the research and then make that decision. Number 9, the tax man. Something that most businesses don't want to think about and don't want to talk about, but they will not go away. The HMRC will charge you your taxes normally at the end of the financial year, which is in April. So it's important that you are aware of this throughout the year and don't leave it to the last minute. It's really good to get into the habit of saving some of your income for those taxes to be paid at the end of the year every month, so that you're not sort of left short for the big tax bill in April. You have that savings that you've put away, you're ready to go, and it's not so much of a scary thing if you get those habits right. And lastly, it's very important to sell yourself. Don't forget that what you're doing is amazing. You're running a business that is well thought out and is there for people to use. So don't forget to sell yourself. Get the marketing. Be diverse with your marketing. So look at different strategies, social media, traditional media, paid, non-paid. Get yourself out there. Get yourselves in people's minds and on people's mouths and see the sales and the customers rolling in. Once people recognise you as a business and see what you're doing and how successful you can be, then there's no doubt that the customers will come flooding in. So if you have any other questions or you need any more business advice, then please don't hesitate to get in touch with the team at Laudit and we'll be more than happy to help you. But thank you for listening today. And as I said, my name is Ellis. I'm a solicitor at Laudit and you've been listening to the Laudit Solicitors podcast. Thank you.